Hello and welcome back. It is Still Hard Facts, originally live from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, here in Podhakers. It's 8 minutes gone past 5 p.m. I'm Dial. Let's talk. And we move on from, the River State Police Command's neutrality and focus to some of the matters. Let's focus on some of the issue right now in this hour. Here's a story from the Punch newspaper. Court reinstates impeached Plateau Speaker after 18 months. Now, here's the story. It's quite a read, so do indulge me, please. Justice Nafisat Lawal Musa of the Plateau State High Court on Monday reinstated Abubakar Yuba as the Speaker of the State House of Assembly more than 18 months after he was removed. Yuba represents Jos East constituency, was impeached October 28, 2021 by some members of the State Assembly in controversial circumstances, was replaced by another lawmaker, Yakubu Sanda, who represents the Pengana State constituency. Dissatisfied with the process that led to the impeachment of Abok, two members of the House approached the court for redress. They sought, among other things, a declaration that a sitting of the Plateau State House of Assembly on Thursday, October 28, 2021, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. is unparliamentary and in violation of the provision of Order 6, Rule of the Plateau State House of Assembly, Rules 2021, and therefore unlawful, null and void. The claimant also asked the court to declare that the procedure adopted for the removal of the defendant, Nuhu Abok Yakub Ayuba, violated the provisions of Section 92.2C of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 1999 as altered, and Order 7, Rule 4 of the Plateau State House of Assembly, Rules 2021, and therefore unconstitutional, null, void, and of no effect. Another relief sought by the claimant is the removal of the defendant, Nuhu Abok Ayuba, as Speaker of the Plateau State House of Assembly, by the votes of less than two-thirds majority or 16 members of the Assembly violated the provisions of Section 92.2C. Now, counsel to the claimant, Mr. Chiwanga Isaiah Paul, said the judge has considered all prayers of his client and the fact that the defendants did not defend any of the relief sought or file anything to show that they intend to defend the suit, granted all the 10 relief sought by the claimants. In delivering the judgment, Justice Musa reinstated Abubakar Yuba as the Speaker of the Plateau State House of Assembly while granting an injunction restraining the current Speaker Yakubu Sanda from parading himself as the Speaker of the Assembly. The court also granted the sum of 20 million naira be paid as exemplary damages to the claimant and went further to make a consequential order to the effect that all the emoluments, salaries, bonuses and allowances of the reinstated speaker be paid him from October 28, 2021 till the day of the expiration of his term as the Speaker of the Assembly. The judge also awarded the sum of 1.5 million naira to be paid as the cost of appearance in favour of counsel to the claimant, while another sum of 138,350 is to be paid as the cost for filing the suit. Shortly after the judgment was delivered, the reinstated speaker made an appearance at the Plateau State House of Assembly complex. And he told journalists, quote, "We are here in the complex, in the premises of the House of Assembly, because all of us were elected to represent our various constituencies. We still have some months left for us to continue the assignment that was duly given to us by our various constituencies. Even though there was a crisis some time ago, but today the court has given these terms against that illegality that was done." Now, from the ruling of the judge, it's obvious that the entire process that led to the removal of the then speaker, now speaker, was illegal. As a matter of fact, the defendant in the matter did not file anything at all, made no presentations at all, did not put up a defense against any of the relief sought by the applicants. Nothing. Zero defense. So even they knew that their actions were illegal. However, those actions now deemed illegal by the courts removed the person from office for 18 months. 18 months. I mean, there is nothing that can bring that back. Yes, the judge ruled, made some consequential orders. All these salaries and allowances, all the emoluments that should have come to him as Speaker of the House from that time for the entire 18-month duration should be given to him now. Yes, well, that can be given to him. However, decisions that should have been reached, representations he may have made on behalf of the state or his constituency as Speaker of the House, or the effect or impact he may have had on the legislature and consequently on the state in his capacity as Speaker of the House, all of that can never be brought back, cannot be reinstated. So in some way, the illegality did have some win. It did have some wins. Now, that said, there is something referred to as legislative immunity, which brings me to the matter, the specific matter or question. Well, this is the specific matter, but the question of today's conversation. Should legislative members get punished for breaking the law in the course of discharging their duties? Because this is an illegality. The members of the Plenipotentiary House of Assembly who are engaged in this illegality should know the process. Should know. And by the way, even if they did not know, ignorance of the law has never been an excuse to break the law. However, these are members of the legislature whose only job, by the way, or primary job, is lawmaking. That's their job. Before you make fresh laws, you should know existing laws. And if there's one law they should know, by the way, it is the process to impeaching the Speaker of the House of Assembly. They should know that. However, they violated every law on the matter in effecting this illegal plot. And I mentioned earlier on, there is this thing called legislative immunity, however. What is it? The extant practice worldwide is to provide legislative immunity for lawmakers on statements made on the floor of the House during debates. In other words, legislators are protected by law from being prosecuted for claims and statements made inside the chambers of this legislature. So, basically what this means is, while members of the legislature are in chamber doing their legislative work, they are immune from prosecution for whatever they say while discharging that duty. Another definition here says, legal legislative immunity is a legal doctrine that protects legislators from being sued for all actions taken in the sphere of legitimate legislative activity. I like to put in quotes, legitimate legislative activity. How about when they engage in illegitimate legislative activity? How about when they engage in illegal legislative activity? Because obviously, impeaching a Speaker of a House and not following due process, not following the prescriptions of law as far as such impeachment is concerned, is an illegality and cannot be deemed legitimate legislative activity. At least I suppose so. I don't think anything that's illegal can be legitimate at the same time. So, should legislative members get punished? For example, in the Plateau State situation, where these persons who are less than a third of the, you know, a third majority or two-thirds majority, I think, which is required, or who are less than 16, which was a requirement or is a requirement by law, went ahead to effect this impeachment of the Speaker of the House of Assembly in Plateau State, an obvious illegality. Should they be punished? Or is this simply, oh well, they did it. The Speaker should just thank God. They should, if he's a Christian, he should go for Thanksgiving this Sunday and thank God that his mandate has been given back to him, and thank the good people and of Plateau State and his supporters for being there and standing by him through all these travails and this trying time. And he should urge his supporters to ensure they maintain the peace. And by the way, we also thank the judiciary for standing firm. We thank the judiciary for standing firm. The judiciary has stood firm and as a upholder, the judiciary has once again proven to be the bastion. Proven to be the bastion and the hope of our democracy for upholding our laws. And we will continue to serve the people. The people who have called us and given us this mandate, we will continue to serve the people. Should that it? Should it just end there? And these members of the Plateau State House of Assembly should continue, and the highest should just keep on having it. Or should they be punished? And not just them, but any other members of the legislature anywhere in the country, at state level, local, non-existent local level, or the federal level, should legislative members get punished for breaking the law in the course of discharging their duties? Lines open, call 070-093-093. Or better yet, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0007. We are live on facebook.com/Nigerian for PH. We're also live on Twitter at Nigerian for PH. YouTube as well, Nigerian for PH. Once again, should legislative members get punished for breaking the law in the course of discharging their duties? Especially when they carry out an illegality while they are said to be discharging those legislative duties. For example, illegally impeaching a speaker. It's illegal. It should never have happened. And as a matter of fact, in the eyes of the law, it did not happen. I believe that's why the judge also added the consequential orders that, you know, everything that was due him as Speaker of the House, which he did not get for that 18-month duration, should be given to him now. And by the way, that means somebody else, the Sander fellow, the Sander Honourable, had been receiving all this. So Is he going to be, will the House of Assembly ask him to return it so that they give it to the current Speaker? Once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. Hello, you're welcome. Once again, please do not call the 0700 number. Preferably, do call 0817-93-0002. If you really want to have a conversation with me, and I strongly advise that you call any of the following numbers. 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007, or 0009. A reminder, we're also live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. By the way, the headlines come up shortly at 5:30. I do have a commercial break, however, in a few minutes as well, before the headlines. But the line's open still. Let's get your take, if you do have a take on this. Should legislative members get punished for breaking the law in the course of discharging their duties? Or, you know, should we simply just move on with life? (0817) 93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. Hello?
Hello, Dion.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we are living in a very flawless society where anybody can do anything and nothing happens. Because those guys should actually be punished, and the guy who will be collecting whatever was due for the man that was impeached should be refunded completely to the man. That in Nigeria, anything goes. It's unfortunate. That's my comment.
Okay. Do you have a comment in this? Not to get your comment as well. Call the numbers or send a message in. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
You know, the way Nigerian constitution is structured, it's a lot of free liberals. To legislation. So what can be done as a penalty to air is also limited to the House. For the public, they only have this process of withdrawal. So every other penalty, because this is, I think, it's a lacuna.
Apologies, caller. I do have to go for a commercial break right now. Once again, headlines 5:30. Discussions continue after that, however. Do please stay with us. Welcome, Mark. It is about 28 minutes come past 5 o'clock and, probably shouldn't have come back now. We do have the headlines coming up at 5:30. After which I said discussions were going to continue. Anyways, maybe just a few quick messages, then the headlines, and then discussions continue afterwards. Let's see. Good evening, Dio. Obviously, the answer is yes. Anyone who breaks the law, irrespective of his position, should be served the consequences of it to the fullest, as enshrined in our constitution. Not only the legal speaker, but the other 7 or 8 members of the Plateau State House of Assembly should be served breakfast too. Dio, cast your mind back to that, where the various state houses of assembly speakers were impeaching governors from various hotels and government house quarters, yet none has been imprisoned for such rascality in lieu of court judgment condemning such acts. And that's from Michael. All right, so a break for the headlines. I return shortly. Please stay with us.
The hub for information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't obey court
order. Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk.
And you're welcome back. We got 28 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. Still 92.3 Nigeria Info, the number one talk station. I'm Dio with the hard facts. Let's talk still. Yeah, court reinstates impeached Plateau Speaker after 18 months. Justice Nafisa Lawal Musa of the Plateau State High Court on Monday reinstated Abok Ayuba as the Speaker of the State House of Assembly more than 18 months after he was removed. Ayuba represents Jos East constituency and was impeached on October 28, 2021 by some members of the State Assembly in controversial circumstances and replaced by another lawmaker, Yakubu Sanda, who represents the Pengana State constituency. Are they satisfied with the process that led to the impeachment of Abok? Two members of the House approached the court for redress. They sought, amongst other things, a declaration that the sitting of the Plateau State House of Assembly on Thursday, October 28, 2021, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. is unparliamentary in violation of the provision of Order 6 Rule of the Plateau State House of Assembly Rules 2021, therefore unlawful, null and void. Also asked the court to declare that the procedure adopted for the removal of the defendant, Nuhu Aboki Ayuba, violated the provisions of Section 92, Sub 2C of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1999, as altered, and Order 7, Rule 4 of the Plateau State House of Assembly, Rules 2021, therefore unconstitutional, null, void, and of no effect. Another relief sought by the claimant is the removal of the defendant as Speaker of the Plateau State House of Assembly by the votes of less than 2/3 majority or 16 members of the Assembly which violated provisions of Section 92, Sub 2C as well. Counsel to the claimant, Chiwang Isaiah Paul, said a judge has considered all prayers of his clients and the fact of the defendants did not defend any of the relief sought or file anything to show that they intend to defend the suit, granted all the 10 reliefs sought by the claimants. So, let's get your take then. So, basically, legislative rascality, I think, might be an appropriate expression in this scenario. But once again, there is such a thing referred to as legislative immunity. The extant practice worldwide is to provide legislative immunity for lawmakers on statements made on the floor of the House during debate. In other words, legislators are protected by law from being prosecuted for claims and statements made inside the chambers of the legislature. Legislative immunity also is a legal doctrine that protects legislators from being sued for all actions taken in the sphere of legitimate legislative activity. Legitimate legislative activity. And by the way, just to be clear, there is no immunity for legislators in our constitution. It is simply conventional practice worldwide that legislators, especially when they are in chamber doing their job, they enjoy some immunity from prosecution for whatever is said or done while they're in the chambers. However, how about outright criminal acts? This could be deemed a criminal act, I suppose, when you violate the law. I mean, the law stipulates, the law is very clear on the process, and you violate all of those laws such that when the matter comes up in court, you can't even put up one defense, not one defense. And yes, the speaker has been reinstated, but he was out of office for 18 months because of this. So, thus comes the question. Should legislative members get punished for breaking the law in the course of discharging their duties? The line's open, call 070-093-093. Preferably, and that might be easier, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
All right, go ahead.
I was speaking earlier before the sculpture. I said when they commit these offenses collectively, you know the way it looks like, as if there is no punishment specified at the house for them. Rather, they have their house rules that particularly deals with individuals. Ordinarily, it is also the court that is expected to now rule on the punishment for such radical or rascal proceedings. But I think, not being a lawyer, of course, I think that there is not enough room in the constitution that provides for collective penalty of the assembly or the group like that. So I'm thinking that may be the reason for which judges or courts try to
Be that as it may, and I just said a while ago that there is something referred to as legislative immunity. I explained that in some detail. What I'm asking you is this: in spite of this legislative immunity or whatever shortcomings you perceive there might be in existing law, do you think they should be punished? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's what I say, because my constitution says any offender of any law should be punished. And that's exactly, they should be punished, but the process for which their punishment will come is what we are suffering. It's only just that the public, they have only the right of applying for withdrawal by their signatories. Many other things, they are limited to whatever step again, punitive. So it is the court that is expected, because that one not appearing before the court was even in fact carrying out legislative rascality without even records to Nigeria or the state where we represent. I think they should be punished. They should be punished.
Okay, how about you? Let's get your take. The line's still open. Once again, to call in, 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Got some messages here. I believe that there should be guidelines or punitive measures. Okay, I'll come back to that shortly. Let's try a call. All right, hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I got your question correctly, should they get punished, legislators, for breaking the law and the discharge of their duties? Yes, to an extent. I hope you can hear me, Dayo.
Yes, I can. Go on.
Yes, to an extent, no one, or to every extent, no one is above the law, you understand. And in the discharge of your duties, it's not only discharging your duties, but you must discharge them effectively. To those, to the electorate, to those who made sure that you were elected into that position. But I came to understand that there's no, because I just learned something from what you just said, there's no immunity for those, for electorate.
No, there isn't, they don't have immunity in the law, but there is a convention, and it's a worldwide convention that members of the legislature do not get prosecuted for what they do, what they say, while discharging their duties, especially while they're in chamber, on the floor of the House, okay, or in Senate, as the case may be.
Okay, if they fall short of the law, I think after their period of serving, I think they should be tried in a competent court of jurisdiction. Perhaps that convention gives them that leverage to operate freely.
Do you think that convention should be upheld? Because I mean, have you wondered why, for example, House members assault each other and nobody goes to court? I mean, you have seen videos of where people are smashing furniture on each other.
Yeah, in the House of Assembly, River City 2013, yes, and others.
Yeah, and others, exactly. You know, we see these things happen. Somebody slapped somebody in the House of Reps some years ago as well. These things happened, yet. Yeah. So because of that, and it's a convention, like I said, there's nothing in our laws that says you cannot prosecute a honorable or a senator, you know, but it's just convention. Do you think that convention should stand?
Well, the convention should still stand. It should still stand. I still repeat my stance is, I think after that tenure of that legislator, the case should be open, and it should look critically into what conspired some time ago. You understand, the person must not really be allowed to walk freely. If not, so many of those sham will be going on unabated.
Why do you think the convention should stand?
For me, I think that it should stand because let's just say we're respecting them in quotes, and respect is one of those things, and for me we should just try to uphold, will I say, rule of law?
So we're respecting persons even when they're breaking the law?
Perhaps we should also, outside them breaking the law, but a special inquiry will be set up to look into where they are falling short. We're not trying to say we are forgiving them. We're trying to say, okay, at this point in time, you'll be made to face the wrath of the law if you have gone afoul of it.
But while they're in office, they can keep on breaking the law.
Well, if they know that at a certain time, they will certainly come to book. I don't think they will continue with that.
Oh, okay. Are you saying then that the deterrence in the law automatically stops crime?
To an extent, it does. To a greater extent, it does.
All right, good to hear from you as well. How about you? What do you think? We got, let's see now, some 18 minutes to go. Die for me, I don't have problems with legislators, even though I strongly suggest they should be punished. However, I don't see any reason why this case should have stayed up to more than 1.5 years in court, or crying out loud. That's with Dr. Jumbo. But that's a good question as well. That's a good point to note also. I mean, for something that appears very clear-cut and quite straightforward, I mean, one wonders why it took 18 months. Well, I didn't exactly determine. Maybe I need to check for when exactly the applicants filed their matter in court. But I strongly suspect it couldn't have been long after the said impeachment, the illegal impeachment, was said to have happened. So why it took 18 months, why it even took longer than a year at all, why it took longer than 6 months is completely beyond me. In fact, why it took longer than a month is something I can't even fathom. You know, but anyways, it is what it is. But whilst we can question the judiciary, and I think that's a valid conversation to be had as well, as to why this matter took longer than even a month. The defendant in the matter did not even file one defense, you know, against all the relief sought by the applicant. Not one defense was put up. So it seemed like a cut and dry case. If the facts of the matter itself make the case look quite cut and dry, very obvious, and then to help the process, the defendants didn't even put up a defense at all. So what exactly was the court considering for about 18 months? Like I said, we can have that conversation as well. However, how about honorables who ought to know what the law says about impeaching the Speaker of a House, and then they gathered themselves earlier than usual between 6 and 7 a.m. and they did conducted their sham impeachment that did not constitute 2/3 of the House or 16, which is required by law, required by the Constitution and even their own rules as well, the rules of the House of Assembly in Plateau State, violated every rule, every law, and went ahead anyways. Good evening. The only Nigerians who are restricted from prosecution are President, his VP and Governor, and the deputies. One of the legislators and prosecuted for is for verbal actions and what is, and that is only during plenary, because they are deemed to be speaking for their constituents. How can any lawmaker not know what the mathematics of 2/3 members of his particular assembly is? Isn't that why the Constitution says all election contestants need to be educated to a minimum level? Now, has anyone sought criminal prosecution for legislative rascality such as this? If our legislators can be tried for misappropriating funds while performing their legislative duties, why can't they be tried for misinterpretation of laws? The issue is, has anyone sought after the prosecution of any legislator at some tax? That's a valid point as well, I suppose. But when you say anyone, remember, we're talking about a criminal matter here. An individual or individuals, no matter how many they are, cannot file a criminal matter in court. They can't do that. Only the state can do that. The best an individual can do is file a fundamental rights claim. Hello, how far to welcome.
Okay, my name is Charles, calling from Uniport.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I think the idea behind this originally was the objective was actually achieved. So that didn't carry to action and then let them go to court. And I think in enriching our jurisprudence, we need to make sure people suffer like this are punished for their actions. So I think I will also support a process where legislature, even when you make utterances or you take actions in the hollow chambers to the detriment of somebody's own civil rights. That speaker deserves to be speaker for the past 18 months. He has been deprived of that in the past 18 months. He has suffered injuries. So based on that, I think a civil suit can be stood against them and punishment meted as well. That's my position on that matter. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's take a few more comments via Facebook. Beke on Facebook goes, good evening in our land. Uh, You could punish a lawyer, a doctor, businessman or women when they break the law. But for politicians, even the masses will begin to shout witch hunt. The law will become weak. For me, whoever breaks the law should be punished. And this is an interesting comment. But Beke, you know, I couldn't make out some of what you wrote. I tried to reconstruct it, but I'll try again. It's an interesting position that you put forward nonetheless. Diagonally, in our land, in the country, you could punish lawyers, doctors, businessmen or women when they break the law. But for politicians, even the masses will begin to shout witch hunt. And that's deep, if you ask me. That's deep. If the masses break the law, they're punished. The law takes its course. But when honorable breaks the same law, or excellency breaks the same law, you'll find that even the masses that may have been punished for breaking a similar law will start to shout witch hunt. Witch hunt. Also via Facebook, Emmanuel Ibiri goes, dying. This man, okay, I'll come back to Emmanuel's comment shortly. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
I'm Matthew, calling from Mbaba. The truth is that most of the house, the members in the house, are not going back. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go on.
Okay, I said the truth is that why the truth is coming out now is that most of the House members are not going back for the next election. That is why. So probably I knew that something else is wrong because it was not on their side. I mean, it does not favor them. That was why they now reveal what actually happened. And the truth has to prevail. That is why. That is my
take-up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to that comment now, I suppose. Emmanuel Liberia on Facebook goes, these men are leaders, and it's assumed that people look up to them, copy them, emulate them, and use them as yardsticks for measuring legalities. So they should be thoroughly punished when they break their so-called laws. In fact, the punishment should be held in the highest sanctity, else they influence their sheep. So a convention is the reason why anybody not qualified, not even know what the law says, will want to serve the people. If the convention is removed, our country will be good at from promise. Now, the major problem with Nigeria is the absence of consequences for breaking the law. It's as if nobody's in charge. The Commissioner of Police, for example, is answerable to a superior officer, but most superiors have compromised integrity. That's a bomb. A reply or rejoinder, if you will, from text going, you said only the states through the AGF or state attorneys general can bring criminal prosecution against the accused. Very true. And this points to the caliber of people we are electing as president and governors, because they nominate AGF and state attorneys general respectively. If we get morally upright Nigerians into those positions, they are more likely to have taken this course of action, and that's in text. Yeah. And that reminds me, or that brings to the fore the situation in the USA right now, where former President Donald Trump, I don't know what the time is right now. I think it was 2 p.m. Tuesday American time. He is to stand trial in a court in New York, I think, because the DA over there has preferred charges against him. A grand jury indicted him, and he is standing trial. Standing trial. Can that happen in Nigeria? Can an AGF or any state attorney general bring a matter against a former president in Nigeria and say, Your Excellency, Mr. President, for former president, you hereby stand accused of this. You have been indicted of committing the following crimes. and you will face prosecution. And as such, that former president will be arrested and charged to court. Can that happen in Nigeria?